Whenever we're cleaning something, whether it be like pressure washing a gas station or cleaning a car or anything like that, I always try and get the guys that are working with me to look at it like this. Like, the customer is only going to look at what you didn't do. And sometimes it gets frustrating because you put a lot of effort in on one area, and they see, you know, a speck here, over there, and that's all that they're going to look at is that what you didn't do. You know, and it thankfully, it's not the way that God looks at us, and it's not the same way. God is all-seeing and all-knowing, and so, yes, he knows what we've done wrong, but he also knows what we've done right. And you don't have to turn there, but in Proverbs 15, verse 3, it says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." So sometimes the world will make us feel like what we did do right isn't being seen or noticed. And by doing the right thing anyways, we're laying up treasures in heaven. If you would turn to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, starting verse 23. "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." And so that means that anything we do should be to the glory of God. And whether it's recognized here or not, God sees it. And but let's go on to verse 25 here too. "But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons." And so God really does see all. He sees the good and the bad that we do, and we'll receive what we deserve accordingly. And with the power of free will that he's given us, we can have the ability to choose the right or the wrong way. And in verse 23, let me just read it again. "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men." And the key word I'm looking at there is whatsoever. And that means whatever we do in our daily lives, how we live, our acts that we show to one another. And that's really a commitment. It's a commitment that we have to make for our own lives. To follow his word and always shine his light through us in everything that we do, whatsoever we do, as it says. And if you haven't made that commitment in your life and started living life for the Lord, then you have an opportunity tonight to join the body of Christ and to be baptized and walk a new life here on this earth and do it for him. If this is a change that you need to make, please come forward as we stand and sing.